There was one TikTok that I received on the 26th of September where this guy had this software out, and there's a map of the world, and showed that there were internet outages growing in the U.S. and Europe.
Yes.
And, okay, the question is that, was that a sign that that's an indication of the poles flipping?
Now, yeah, if the system, okay, yes, but that's not the news story. The news story is that it isn't everywhere. It's almost as though you're having these little blips to get you used to it. Well, look at Nick. They don't know. They get used to not having power. They store up. I can listen, but I can't call in because for 3 hours I know I'm gonna have power. This and that. You're getting accustomed to that. Lord, see the lights go off. The lights go off in Georgia, and everybody's having a nervous bust out instantly. I mean, if it's out for 5 minutes, somebody's going to blood. There's gonna be blood in the road.
Okay, thank you for that, because that makes me think about something, and now that you're bringing that up, I've noticed an anomaly or something that's been happening like in the last 2 to 3 months with the garage door. The garage door will go down and stop like maybe a foot, and normally that does that if there's something in the way. It doesn't stop. Is that also correct. A sign of it? Is that also another sign?
As well. Mm-hmm. As well. It's saying that's normal. The machine thinks it stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, the machine thinks it went all the way down. And if you push it and hold it, you can force it to continue to go down. But at first, it's going to think, oh, we got to open the door. So it's going to try to take it back up.
Okay. But that's...
And then you can reverse it.
That's a sign that the grid is weak then. Huh?
The poles flipping, that's not going off about something with it. And it goes large level monster until it faded. And we're done. Look, this is happening where it's occurring in stupid purple. All the middle. In two, where they think almost the middle.
Yeah, I remember this about the act of how I quote that up there.
That exact where the edges affect most. You don't know anything, you don't keep thinking about it, and all of a sudden, the fish just a little.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
And there that was on the report. That's how I know that. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. I was a TikTok from Qual. And post. Wow, State World 3-1, and there were cubes. But the cube post was dated January 13th, 2018. But above it, you know, it had the Donald Trump statement. Wow, what a statement. Okay, was that a recent post by Donald Trump?
Not too far ago.
So it was 2022?
Yeah, but it wasn't like instantly.
Okay, all right. But I just want to know if it was the same year.
But if you notice, if you watch the dates and the numbers and the marks, it's almost Q always puts a post in to match up with the numbers of whatever he's doing or validates what it is. Or he'll give you a clue of which Q post to go look at. And then he'll quote, it's coming. There's nothing you can do. There's no way of stopping this. And then some glib, cliched archetype writer, it must be J.R. Bob Dobbs, says, if you know, you know.
Yeah. Okay, the next one I had was two TikToks, and those were recently.
Wait. Before you do that, and then Bob would jump in and says, What is it I'm supposed to know? I don't know what I know. I need to know what I know. So if I know, I'll know that I know. But I don't know. So how do I know when I know that I know? Wait. Let me do a strat again. If I know, then I know. Okay, that's it. But I don't know. So how do I find out the know that I'm supposed to already know? Because if you know, you know. Right?
Right. But Bob knows a lot, because I heard in an earlier show, Bob's doing a lot right now.
Bob's doing more than he's saying. Now let's see, how do you say it? It's getting kind of hectic.
Okay, and the next TikTok, two of them actually, and I caught a Loretta Lynn's Hurricane Mills Ranch. That was an incredible story.
You gotta talk about hurricane. Yeah, like hurricane. Yeah, that's the way country people. That's the way dude talk. That's the way dude talk. So talk like that.
Okay, but when listening to all the background, I thought about something Bob said a long time ago about electricity causing the Gulf to empty. And then hearing that Mr. Anderson, the former plantation owner who's looking after her, who was looking after her before she passed away, but she passed away this past week. Mm-hmm. Was there something that he learned from bringing electricity to that area that allowed him to still be in that area, that space?
Well, he unearthed when they was digging the mill, they opened up a dark space. Okay. And so the deal was, he still had it, and he was able to have fame and fortune. But everybody born in that house died in that house.
Yes.
Everybody born in that house died in that house. It was a pit. It was a set. That's why Loretta had to leave, because she used to live there. Now, here you go. Whoever bought that house owns the town.
Yes.
You understand that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was the deal. If you buy the house, you gotta take the town. You can't just take the house. If you buy the house, you gotta take the town.
Okay, so that...
And therefore, you're responsible. Therefore, you're responsible. So basically, the owner of the house becomes the caretaker of the dead.
Yes. Yes, because it was a fascinating story to hear the girlfriend of the son. She said something about, like, there are 19 Confederate soldiers were buried in the front yard, and sometimes you would run into them.
Yes. And they're a little different, because in that particular window, normally apparitions can spook you. You know, you watch the Casper the Friendly Ghost bullshit and that kind of, yeah. But let me tell you what, these motherfuckers can push you down the stairs.
Yeah, that's what happened.
You're on their turf. They're not on your turf. That's the difference. And that was the whole thing that Anderson bumped into. So it stuck.
Okay, Ian, that you said it was a deep pit that he discovered?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that what helped him get electricity?
Yeah, and the money to do all that. They built the whole town. And the meal was pretty good. And in that part of the country, there wasn't nothing to do. They was moonshine, coal mine, and getting behind. That's all it was.
Wow. So, was that a parallel world, or is that something, like Gulf related?
It opened a pocket. It's still open. And see, that's why it's real funny that they didn't talk about it a lot. They talked about it a little bit. But now it's coming out. Now it's a thing. Because Loretta had specific rules about how things had to go so she could be comfortable. She even got to get permission. She didn't live there anymore, obviously. But she had to get permission to not live there. It's just right there.
Ghost.
I mean, it's not like she's... Yeah,
she got,
of course.
Because, that's the first clip that I watched. She's talking about she had to make an arrangement with the ghost. And I'm like, uh-oh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. And then, caught the whole series. Wow.
Well, it killed Dew, killed her son,
yeah.
Put her other son in the hospital. And Loretta's mama told her that her son was gonna drown. And
yes. She
said, well, that's not possible. They know how to swim. That's crazy. And he fell on the horse and hit his head in on that property. And he stayed on that property. Dead as a sack of hammers.
So, you said that it's going to be turned loose now. Is that because Loretta passed this past week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some of these other pockets are opening anyway. And that's why it makes it more anomalous. You're going to have excuses. That's what it's going to be. And see, that goes strictly against Queen Elizabeth. Never complain, never explain, and get on with it. But they're going to use this as all of these examples. Because see, you can now believe that they're aliens. Before you didn't. It was just a conspiracy theory. Well, now everybody relatively accepts that there are people other than humans, see? And they've heard about angels all their life, so they don't have a problem with that. They don't necessarily want to invite them for dinner, but they understand it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to freak out if you say, you know, that you're Beelzebub or some pagan god of some sort made up something. So they go with it that there is something afoot. So that's not too odd. Well, the second you can do that, well, it's on then. You know, it's relative then. At that point.
Yeah. That reminds me of something you mentioned Chad about the aliens dealing with the Book of Enoch, but I won't bring that, I won't try to question that, but that was a bigger zinger as well. The aliens in the Book of Enoch.
Yeah, we had a few of them. We've had a few of those through snuck in. It's so exciting when you maybe have the best one ever. Then he says, oh, I didn't give me notes. I don't know. That's too funny. When he starts placating it, you better start listening real close. When he ain't taking any notes, you better notice.
Yeah.
Or notice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, on the next TikTok, the laptop from hell, and we're not talking about hunters.
Mm-hmm.
About Anthony Weiner's laptop contained a folder called insurance, and
yes.
Caused some of the detectives to suicide, which is interesting. I couldn't find that note, but I did call that they got sick. Mm-hmm. So my question is, I'm curious about what caused these guys to react that way. So are you able to comment on what the detectives saw on Anthony Weiner's laptop?
Well, we'll say this. We'll be real plain. If you had a gold doré armaloo, satinwood inlaid, bombade French commode.
Yes, I'm very familiar with that. Yeah.
If you had one of those and you was in Sydney's house,
yeah,
you might be able to get some of those illicit details.
Yeah, okay. That explains because, how confident
because Hamadama Aberdeen, if you Aberdeen, what's your name? Aberdeen.
Huma Aberdeen.
Yeah, that's what we said. Aberdeen. That's it. That's the one.
Abadabadoo.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe that could. We've done that too on our
yes, you have.
In times less pleasurable. But what happens when that occurs, they were all insiders. It's kind of like, why would you marry Anthony Weiner in the first place, for Pete's sake?
Mm. So, okay, and one more question in that. So, Sydney's got some traction with that then.
She gotten real calm. But see, that amps things up. That amps things up. Because now they're going after Mike Lindell. Now they're going there pulling, stealing senators' cell phones. You know, they don't have to give them that cell phone for Pete's sake. Tell the goddamn NSA, the goddamn government, they ought to know all everything on that cell, phone. Ought to got every single, everything is recorded. Every conversation is recorded. Why don't they just go pull it up that way? They don't got to take the man's telephone away from him. It's a little bit crazy. Seems odd that they'd have to go to such lengths.
Yes.
But basically what's happening is that there is no more government. That's what's happening. It's becoming, then you say, well, that's because it's corrupt. No, it's because it doesn't have any power.
Mm.
And we're still not convinced there's going to be midterms to worry about it, because it's almost like it doesn't really matter who wins. Because then now the Republicans is all excited that they're doing good since they've run the price back up on gasoline and they got everything tore up and everybody's going to be in play or in place. So they're just going to have to see.
Yeah, it's this situation is really, I mean, where else would you imagine that you have the threat of a nuclear war? It's never been in the history books.
And that's in your neighborhood, by the way.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm very aware of that every day, Ion. Very aware. Very aware of that. Sometimes I wonder if that's what I'm feeling sometimes, because it's thick air right now at the moment where I am. Okay, Ion, next TikTok. Damn, I didn't put the date.
I have to mention the Swiss Guard. That's a whole nother thing.
Swiss Guard?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm aware of the Swiss Guard, that they are the protectors, but there's something going on with the Swiss Guard, Ion, that I should be aware of?
Yeah. Mutiny on the Bounty.
Hey. Hey, damn. There was some, I could catch the back pages of the internet, and I did see something about the Swiss Guard, but fuck, I don't remember what it was. Okay, I'll keep an eye out for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that buzzer.
Well, we just don't want it to get fucked up before the tag sale. I was really looking forward to that.
Yeah, but after that call of bringing all the money, but you said something earlier about that. You don't hear nothing. You said it with Mark. You don't hear nothing about what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Mum is the
word.
They
didn't have enough.
Oh, really?
So now they're trying to work out. Now they're trying to work out the duchy. We have duchy trouble. We have duchy trouble.
Hey, see, you're making me recall shit. Not shit, but stuff that you said during the session about that. What was it? That ship that caused the close in the port. And you said something about Crown Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And that caused Linda to ask if it was gold on it. And you kind of swerved to the left and off back to the right.
Bob said it. Bob said it. You know, my Bob would say everything.
Bob said that. I believe it was you, Ion.
No, about what was on it. What was on the boat.
What was on it? Oh, okay. All right. Okay, let me slide right to the next TikTok before I get in trouble. But, okay, Ion, it was an interesting TikTok, and I don't have the date I received it, and I fucked up or not putting the date. But it was interesting, and it was like, there's only a few words, but there was the words. Okay, Putin and China are wanting to break the Antarctica Treaty, and they're in the process of doing so, and Putin wants to talk about Tartaria in full detail. So my first question
They really shouldn't do that.
They, as in Putin and China, should not break the treaty? That's what you're saying?
They shouldn't talk about it.
Oh, they shouldn't talk about it, but they should do it, but not talk about it? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Are they involved with other aliens that are causing them to break the treaty?
Relatively, how about that?
Relatively, okay. I was going to say no comment, relatively. Okay, that's the first time I've ever heard you say that. It's normally as well, okay. Relatively. Okay, but I did some work, I did some searching about Tartaria. And my question is Tartaria the real name for Russia?
A version of it.
A version of, okay, is Russia a version of Tartaria or Tartaria is a version of Russia?
Both.
Mm-hmm. Both. So is there actually a lost empire of Tartaria?
No, actually, no, that's Waitrose.
Waitrose?
Mm-hmm.
Waitrose.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not getting at that. Okay, I'll have to look at that later. Okay, because I'm not getting anything close to Waitrose that would be significant connected to Tartaria. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Next TikTok.
They're all related. The royals, you know.
Okay, so there's a royal relationship with Tartaria and this Waitrose. Is that the name Waitrose, or Rose is the name and Wait is like a nickname, Aya?
No, it's one word.
Waitrose, one word.
Mm-hmm.
Waitrose. Oh, wait, as in waiting. Okay. Okay, I'm coming up with, stating that this is a grocery store. That's not it.
Well, there's a lot of groceries, but I don't think it's a grocery store.
It's a British supermarket system that started and founded in 1904 by Waitrose and Taylor. Okay, no, I'll let that ride and I'll look into that. I'll come back. Okay, Ion, there was one I just received yesterday. Are there military tribunals taking place in Russia?
Yeah.
Dang. And they're, are they presiding over their own, or is that connected to the tribunals that have taken place at Guantanamo, or they're connected?
They broke the Treaty of Westminster, so it's over.
They broke the Treaty of Westminster, and can you disclose the names of the they?
Well, they breached the Lord Protector of the Commonwealth. This goes back to Cromwell in 1654. It's been around for a few days, almost as long as Bob.
Okay, and so the they that you're referring to, is that the Crown Incorporated?
And everything that fell from it. Also, the Treaty of Elbing was also broken. Back in your neighborhood, between Sweden and the Dutch.
And this was done recently?
A week before the Queen passed.
Oh.
It was finished on the week, but then was finished on, I believe, let's see, what was that date? Oh, yeah, the 24th.
Boy, that's like, segueing right into my next question. Wow.
Now, let me explain how this works now. Just stop. Right. Just hold on.
Yeah.
The deal, the original duchy. We've been talking about this, but nobody's
yes,
got balls enough to ask or dick enough to fuck it. But we're going to have to see how this goes now.
All right.
Here's what happened. The original arrangement originally was, the first Charles didn't have enough of money to run what was going on. So they made an arrangement, a treaty, and said that he'd give all of the property, the king's property, in exchange for a stipend or money, or the office of a duchy, which means gives them money. Okay? And so that's going on forever. Then they change a little this, and they make another thing, and then they had to do some other things, and then Westminster burned down, so they had to increase it. And so everybody in England and then the world, Crown Inc., says, well, let's just get rid of it and be done with it. But if you break that treaty, then all that property goes back to the royals. And so then, instead of paying a buck and a half or a pound and a half a piece, the people of England would have to pay the royals $3.50 a piece a year, which is unbelievable for everybody there, for the amount of money that it is. Because, see, that money, that would revert back to the royals. So the arrangement is they don't have those things. So when Crown Inc. fell, those things were in the bargain. So it broke the treaty. But it was already gone because it was already spoken for. Do you see?
Yeah, I follow what you said, but that's an old, old treaty, so that's...
Oh, no, they do lots of them. So they update them because they changed it when... They changed it. They upped it to 25% not long ago because they were trying to updo Windsor Castle and this and that. So they had to up it because it was their property, but they included it in the treaty. So the people get the benefit of all those crown properties, or the crown does, you see. But when it fell, that's when everything had to change. And that's when the queen got out the way, and then it was like, oh. If you notice, they were very clever to say which properties that the queen owned individually, not within the duchy. And isn't it odd that this, quote, King Charles III says, no, we're not going to be having all these houses, and we're not going to be doing all this business,
okay.
And we're going to calm down, and it's just going to be the working royals. All y'all other butt fuckers, y'all need to go on somewhere because you're not going to get in on this. Ain't no more. The sugar tit is dry. Ain't no tit. Ain't no tit no more. It's got to go.
Hey, Bert, listen to this.
Which is unbelievable.
Can you hear me, Bert?
Yes, Bob, I can hear you.
You're low. You're low.
You're low.
But yes, yeah, but we can
I can hear you.
Okay, so maybe that's louder now, right?
Put your microphone. Get the marbles out of your mouth. Fix your phone. Fix your phone.
Is that louder? What?
Put your phone on.
No. Oh, Bert. Okay, Bert. Let me mute Ion. So, Bert, you got on Drudge, got these headlines. Vlad Putin is in the corner with options narrowing. NATO once feared his victory, now defeat. You hear me, Bert?
Yeah, but I missed some of the words. You said Vlad is in, I couldn't hear the next person. You said Vlad is with, and I couldn't hear the other words.
What? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, but you have an echo.
You have an echo.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt the thing here. You're talking about Russia. So I see what Ian says about the headlines are Vlad's in the corner with options narrowing. Zelensky, well, we have to ask Ion one by one. Because you wanted some new stuff on Ion, on Russia. So, yeah. Ion, that headline, Vlad in the corner, do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Options?
It's inverted. Right now he has all the options. Look,
okay.
All that Putin is trying to do, Putin is right. Whoop, wait a minute, stop the bus, what the fuck are you, hang on, what the fuck are you talking about? How can Vladimir Putin be right? Okay, here's how. Everything that was in control is now over, really over.
okay? It's done.
What does it mean? Everything's in control. Controlled by who?
The government of the United States of America, Inc.
Okay.
Bankrupt. The Crown, Inc. is bankrupt. Germany is on fire. That's up to the Third Reich. That's everything, isn't it, Buffy?
Yep. So...
Okay. Wait, stop. Let me finish my sentence. Those things have fallen. So now Putin is saying, okay, I want the USSR. Back to the USSR. And everybody's going, well, fuck you, little man. We're not going to do that. We don't want to do that. We want to be our own Georgia. You're not going to go get Georgia, and leave us Georgia alone. Don't mess with this Georgia. Well, he's trying to make it be a point of order. Because now there's nothing to go against him. NATO is shooting blanks. Like a lot of people now, he's shooting blanks. NATO. And they're not going to jump in, and they're not going to do it. They're just not going to do it. They're just not going to do it. And then Putin is not scared to use nuclear bombs because it doesn't make any difference. For real, it doesn't make any difference. So that the accusation is almost enough to accuse it is all. That's why they're scared to death with Iran. That's why Biden is desperately trying to give Iran nuclear weapons so they'll think everybody, if Iran shoots off the nuclear bomb, it's no problem. But if the United States does it, somebody might notice. Don't know who, but somebody might notice. And so all this stirring, is calling Putin into the position where he's going to say, oh, hell no, we're not going to do this. If we let this go, what's next? They're out of power. They're done. They're over. They got no money. They got no capacity. They got no way. Look at the European Union. They couldn't pay for their own groceries, let alone pay for a war or recover from a nuclear disaster. So the jig is up. So he's just marking his position to say, we're not going to deal with this anymore. Enough. We don't have to do this. He's not in a corner.
He can use nukes because there's already enough radiation. Wouldn't matter.
Oh, yeah, we like radiation. We ain't mad about that. But this bad rap that he's getting, the only reason he was in the battle with Ukraine is because of the nasty warfare materials that's in... what's the name of that country?
Ukraine.
Shh. You're not supposed to say that. To be sidebarred. Y'all said it. We didn't say it. If they come take your telephone away from you, it'll be your fault, not ours. Oh, wait, they won't take Bob's telephone. Hey, Bob, tell them you'll just give up your telephone. If you talk to them, you just give up your telephone. Come get it. You want my telephone? Come get it. Okay. So we're rolling along here.
Why is the bridge destroyed? Why is Putin's bridge destroyed?
It's just damaged. It's bad. They're trying to cut him off. Mm. So he doesn't have the ability to navigate. Because he's coming. And there's not much they can do.
Why do you say he's not afraid of using nukes?
Because he's got nothing to lose. Because he says... if we don't get them right now, the cockroaches are going to take us over. So if I'm going down, they're going to be radioactive cockroaches. So come in. Come on.
Okay, Bert. I just wanted to update you on how Drudge has got everything backwards.
Now, not terribly backwards. There is a corner, but right now he's in the winning corner. Because there's nothing to fight him.
Yeah, it says, distracted Moscow losing grip on old Soviet sphere. And you said just the opposite.
Mm-hmm. He wants USSR back.
Okay, but
so now they got a choice to either be raised back as it was, as one unit. Otherwise, if you're not going to be USSR, you may be radioactive. There's no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl. They know how this works.
Serling says that Putin's not going to use nuclear weapons. What do you say to that?
Don't care what Serling says.
Yeah, Serling's not informed. He's not up on things.
Well, he's just a fascist. What do you expect? You know, just look at the source. He couldn't even take Van on with any sobriety.
Well, Sterling, he follows the categories of news too closely. That'll get you screwed up. Okay,
well,
Bert.
Number one, that they're categories. Okay, let's take it back now. Let's get sober. Y'all sober up now. Calm down. Put your drink down just for a minute. Let's get this right. Here's what's happening. Vladimir Putin is calling the world in check. Okay? Now, what's happened is he's trying to say, I'm going to get my girth myself so we can make it. Mother Russia. Okay? Now, that Mother Russia is connected, if you go all the way back, to the duchy.
Which duchy? Cromwell, both. Or the other one?
Westminster, both.
Well, Cromwell and...
Those are not people, Bob. Those are... The duchy is not a person.
That's the one you called it. The duchy of Cromwell. I have it in my notes here.
But it's not... But it's not Cromwell, the person. It's the duchy of the Treaty of Westminster. It's done by a treaty, and the duchy just oversees.
Well, you never used that word before. You talk about the duchy of Cromwell and the other one
those
in
the
my private session.
Yes, that's correct. But we're talking about the actual piece of paper that makes the duchy real. Piece of paper. The incorporation, basically. The arrangement that says, I'll give you all this property, and y'all going to give me money. And as long as you give me money, you can have the profits off of the concession stand. What they sell at the concession stand.
Hey, Bert, what was the arrangement in the Westminster Agreement?
You get what it was forever was they take all of the money, from the royal property, the royals, give all that property to the people or to the duchy. And what happens
is... What's that got to do with the Soviet Union? We're talking about the Soviet
Union. The royals are related. Tsar Nicholas was related to the same royals. So they're included in part. They're included in the same treaty. Those resources are included in the same treaty.
So what was said to you, Bert? Bert, you can take over, Bert.
Okay, Bob, you were asking about the treaty, but Ian said that the Westminster Treaty was broken.
Correct.
Earlier.
So now it's really going to cost. Because now they realize that they have emptied out. They've let the fox watch the hen house a little too long. The fox has watched the hen house a little too long.
Okay, but I'm going to get back on the point where Bob was. How is that connected to Russia and
the
Tsar?
He wants to take up the difference. If that's broken, then the overthrow of Nicholas the First, all that now is undone. All that's undone. And there's no USSR anymore. So all you have is that original. That's how you got Russia in the first place. You see? It was part of that same royal line.
Is that the reason why Putin that guy stated in the TikTok that Putin is prepared to speak about Tartaria? Is that a reason?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Tartaria that's listed in the Treaty of Westminster.
Wow.
That's what they don't want you talking about. And don't, yeah, you can play. Yeah, no, Bob, you shouldn't play this.
Wow.
We'll just link it. We'll link it to a private session and then say Bob made a mistake and he accidentally went live with something that he shouldn't have. But it won't be the first time and it probably won't be the last. We'll see. Okay, so what you're mounting is a World Wide Web production, okay? Because nobody cares. Who cares? Take Yugoslavia, do this, do that. Now, wait a minute. Go back a minute. It's not been 30 minutes. Where old Biden is in Ukraine, and he's saying, okay, you want to, here's $1 billion y'all got to have. Y'all investigate my son for dirty business I done in Ukraine. And my son did.
So you get rid of that prosecutor or you're not going to get you $1 billion. And then he said, and fuck yeah, they got rid of the prosecutor. So Biden is in the center of this mess with Ukraine in exchange for Fauci doing his nasty work in Kiev, which is some really nasty stuff. Y'all think Carolyn's COVID was bad? Shit. You ain't seen nothing. Mm-mm. It's a nasty stuff. It make the bubonic plague look pleasant.
So, are you saying that something else nasty is going to come out of Ukraine?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. It's already been paid for. Why waste a perfectly good disaster? Don't waste a good disaster. Mm-hmm. And then they flip back to their old school stuff and do the monkeypox just like they've done the HIV, AIDS. Well, no, it wasn't HIV. It was AIDS. They come up with that. Now they come up with the monkeypox. Everybody's got to be scared of. And now it's got to be tired old drag queens that catches the monkeypox. So go figure. Here we go again. 202.
Man,
and then they magically got a vaccine for the monkeypox. But they ain't got a test to see if you got it. Now, how the hell does that work? How do you not have a test to know that you got it? And then, well, you just better go and get the vaccine. That's what you better do. Yeah, just go and get that vaccine. You'll be all right. There you go. All right around the maypole, all over again. Same thing they did with the HIV. There's no cure. There's no cure. There's no cure. But then all of a sudden, nobody dies from it. All of a sudden. So it's like, well, make up your damn mind. After a little while. You see? So, okay. Digression number two. Can you pull this back full circle to what's going on in Crown Inc.? Now what's happened? Oh, we forgot one little part. We talked about it in the Elbin, but that's the Swiss Guards, but that I take care of the Vatican. That's what it fell to. That's the third leg of this teepeed tripod as it goes. And so it's basically the world against Putin. So, of course, they would put it in the news that he's on the end and he's about to fall down and he got a hangnail and they don't think he's going to win the war. Well, it ain't too much of a damn war if you really look at it. I mean, all the Ukrainians got is wheelbarrows and broom handles. That's what they're fighting with. And then you got Biden blowing up what's that pipeline? Gulfstream 2, don't talk about it. Don't say nothing, you get in trouble. So then all this is going on to make a distraction. Every bit of it is a distraction. It's distracting the distraction. And what that means is that they're wanting you to not look here and not look there. Because other things are going down. Why isn't anybody talking about South Africa all of a sudden? Why all of a sudden, just now, nobody knows anything? And it's almost as though they disband South Africa. It's not anymore. Kind of odd, don't you agree?
Yes. Did you say that South Africa's not anymore? Is that what you're saying? Or
that's what they're acting like. That's what they're acting as though. That there is no South. It's like it's what? It's kind of like Transylvania. There's no Transylvania. Yes, there is. No, there's not. There's no such thing as Transylvania, for Pete's sake. Why are you talking about that? That's crazy talk. You see? I mean, it's kind of like Fillory on The Magicians. It's a mythical place where all the child molesters live. So go figure. All right. Now, calm this down a little bit. So what's taking place or going down is y'all going to have to pick this apart later, but we're just trying to give you the broad spectrum antibiotic right now. So you can get a flow of the land. Putin is trying to stand up to stop the nationalists in Ukraine. He will probably bomb them to stop it. Or to make it so uninhabitable that it can't get out. Mm-hmm. Notice then that they're trying to make this mistake of all the Russians trying to leave the country so they don't get what do you call it when you have a draft, when you get drafted? Now, I guess that's a draft. I guess that's what you call it. When they're trying to get drafted, when he's trying to get people in wheelchairs to fight in the Russian army. I mean, come on now, do the math. That's a little silly. Just the money that it would take to outfit that thing, people with, that are mentally disabled to be your fighting standing army, for Pete's sake. Mother Russia doesn't have a standing army. That don't make a lot of sense. For people that are fighting with broom handles and saxophones, it's a little funny when you get down to the meat and potatoes of it. That is not how Winston Churchill run a war. Okay? That's not how he did it. He was a little more focused, I suppose. Took a lot of bourbon, but it was still a little more focused. So, Ukraine is dirty. They've been dirty all along. They've been dirty all the way through. Okay? Donald J. Trump, when they did what they did, and he was out, he knew exactly. He told you what was going to happen. He told you exactly why it was going to happen. And so where did he go? He went straight over to the sand niggers and made a deal for oil leases. Because he knew what was going to happen. And Trump is laughing his ass off. Just saying. He's still a great American, but he's laughing his ass off because he knew exactly what was going to go down. Damn. And why do they call it OPEC Plus all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Don't you find that odd? Who does that include now? Mother Russia. And other favored partners.
Wow.
See? This is a game of, a huge game of what you call, when you was a kid, you call Stratego. This is Stratego on a global basis. Stratego on a global basis.
Yeah, this has been an earful, Ion.
That's just laying out some parameters. Now go into it a little bit deeper. They're still going to have to have a purge. There's still going to be a purging. Got to. You can't sustain it. You know. And then them fucking around making clones and doubles as fast as they are. And that's even more troubling. You can have the whole planet cloned 6 times immediately before you have the purge to get rid of them the first time. You'll be worse off than you was before with too many peoples. That's another conversation. So you got to have an excuse. All right? So they got several of them now that could be blamed. You see? Lots of things now could be blamed with this quote-unquote problem. And it won't be United States of America or United States of America, Inc. But District of Columbia is closed for business. It's closed.
What will not be the U.S. Inc.? It will not be blamed? Is that what you're saying?
Correct, Inc. Mm-hmm. Even though some would say that they are the scienter of all of it. Mm. They're just trying to cover their shit. Which is typically how they do, you know. But you notice how squirrely everybody's talking. Democrat, yellow dog, Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. And then they say, then the Republicans going to win it all. We're going to know. What are you going to do? Well, now when we get in office, we're not going to hire them IRS agents. That's the only thing we're going to do. We're not going to hire them. Now, number one, we don't have the money to pay them anyway, so that's all right. We ain't got no money to pay for them, so that sort of takes care of itself, you see. Meanwhile, the government can shut down at any minute. That's the way they go, because you have to have that a continuing order. And after a little, when they bump them interest rates one more time, it's going to be too much sugar for a dime because you've got to pay them T-bills or it's over. It don't matter what they make the interest rate. If you default on the bond, you become Venezuela's finest. Ask them how much their bonds are worth. So, anyway, they never have, but you're in a position now they've never been in. Remember Alan Greenspan?
Yes.
And he said he talked about the Great Depression that he lived through. He said what was coming was a greater depression. Greater depression. Because your question should be at this point, Bertrand, should be, beyond the Sieg Heil.
Oh, that's
the next question. The next question
The next question. The next question would be, how do the aliens play into this debacle? This becomes the distraction. All this shit is the distraction. Meanwhile, everybody's all upset about not getting their Schlitz malt liquor. They ain't going to have no Schlitz malt liquor at the liquor store, and everybody's upset Dang. About that. So then they're going to see that the aliens are going to be running the check cashing place next. And then Dang. The race is on. And if this pulls out just right, Bob wins, everything's good, we're good. Pack your shit, let's go. All right? If he don't, it's going to be bad times at Ridgemont High. Because they're coming. And the reason we can say with great authority they're coming, the reason we can say that is because they're already here.
I was just thinking about that yesterday and looking at all these headlines and these TikToks. I'm like, the fucking distractions are already fucking here. And then I have one right now that connected to it about the Bank of England. For some reason, Ion, a year ago on October 7th, or maybe it was the show at the beginning of October 2021, you said something about the Bank of England, and I started tracking the pound mm-hmm. against all the currencies. And now I have mm-hmm. a year's worth of data to track the pound versus the euro, dollar, and Swiss franc. And it doesn't look good for the euro and pound. Doesn't look mm-hmm. good. Definitely doesn't look good at the pound and the dollar. And the Swiss franc, it doesn't look good. But year to date, the pound to the euro is minus 3.39%. You say, oh, wow, that's a lot. But then you go to the dollar to the pound to the dollar is minus 22.6%. And I remember every month we used to have to, you know, look the forwards and the spots and base it on the pound. And the pound was a way over all of these currencies, the euro and the dollar and the Swiss franc. And the Swiss franc.
Sure.
The pound, the Swiss franc right now was minus 14.6% in a year. So, damn. I mean, just go to what you said.
So now all of a sudden, all of a sudden your tuppins don't aren't as valuable as they used to be.
This is,
it's all a distraction.
Yeah.
Nothing but a distraction. And then this is why Bob is doing a great thing, because he don't got to do shit. All he wants to do is talk. He don't care, but he's got to do this. He's got to get his ass to that wall at the right time every day and line it up and get there and get this thing over with. But then at the same time, you know, you want it instantly done, and then you want to give everybody every chance they can to come into their power. And it's like, okay, maybe we should say some words. Have we not said a few words about it, maybe?
I haven't been looking at the clock, but what you just said is an earful for everyone, lottie-dottie and everybody to ding, 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 ding. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, good. We just want to be clear. Clear as mud. That's what Bob would say. Yes, Ion, you were clear as mud.
That mud was clear. That mud's pretty clear, Ion. That mud's
pretty. Well, we're getting to the point where you don't have to sidestep it. You can just say it. Because otherwise, you would cause turmoil. See, these things, we don't want to get Bob's talking. Because Bob starts saying stuff, and he's like, well, I'll just take care of that. And the next thing you know, the motherfuckers are disobeying. And some of that was good shit. And it's gone now. Very interesting. There are some effects. Causal? No. We better shut up now. Causal reality. Causal reality. And they'll set it up in such a way that you have no choice. And if you be sweet, you're going to get a spoonful of sugar so the medicine will go down. But if you don't, you're just going to take the medicine and it's going down. You ain't going to get no spoonful of sugar. Not going to get a sugar kit. Not going to get one. And so there it goes. Okay. Now here's the rub. Putin's got to win. What? What the hell you mean Putin's got to win? Putin's got to win Are y'all going to think, y'all going to wish you could catch the monkeypox? It's already in the soup. Is it soup yet? It's already in the soup. This is slowing down that traction. Now, why the fuck ain't everybody screaming, yelling, hollering, and having a cow bust out fit over China? Why don't they talk about Mongolia? Very odd, isn't it?
You brought up Mongolia the last show about the gold. They have more gold or more fortune than Switzerland.
Why is that odd? It's very, very odd. They don't even talk about it. But this is the winding down, the finishing of the Qin Dynasty. So, it's hot.
Oh, boy.
Because it's already done. I mean, there's no contest with that. But that's not the issue. The issue is now what? See, that's the thing that everybody should be asking is, okay, great, you said a bunch of words. Now what? See, that's the rest of it. Hey, Dominique, see why we fuck with Bertrand? He gets shit out of you. He gets shit out of me pretty easy.
Qin Dynasty is spelled Q-I-N-G, Bert?
Yes.
Q-I-N-G. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Ian, you started singing that. Damn, I have to check my... I believe that was in 2020 you were talking about the Qin Dynasty, the end of it. But now we're at the at the very end of it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Now they have to bury an emperor.
Ian, that's the... Do you say the Qin Dynasty made the deal with Wharton with, in 1933 with USA Inc.? Is that the Qin Dynasty who made that deal, not Mao?
There's no difference. Mao is part of Qin.
Okay.
Qin's been around. It's like 1,000 years.
So when you say the Qin Dynasty is over, their control of the Fort Knox and all that stuff in the 20th century, and the reason Nixon went to China, that reason isn't there anymore.
Correct.
Okay.
There's a new sheriff in town, Bob. There's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah, me, Bert.
Yeah, it's clear, Bob. That's clear for me. It's clear. Boy. Well, I had I asked this question. Ion, that's really an amazing TikTok about the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some looking at the headlines. The barges are having problems going through the Mississippi River. And that's due to the oxygen. Is that directly due to the oxygen being eliminated?
Correct. We told you it was going to get rid of water. So that's what we're going to do.
That means we're in trouble then, as far as water then.
No, but you back up going on and spent eye block, I'll guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that value went up probably. That value might have went up a dollar or two, but I don't know which dollar you'd swap it for.
Oh, boy. Okay, I finish off a few of these, more of these TikToks. Okay, and there was a TikTok called Waking Up Yet, and the video wasn't clear, but it appeared to show Donald Trump being escorted to Air Force One by Ivanka, Jared, and their children. And my question is, did this happen recently, like in the last 2 weeks?
Yep. And did you see Nancy Pelosi when she was sitting there talking about, she didn't want to say Trump's name, but she said Trump, who sometimes is in the White House.
You mentioned that on one. I didn't get to see that.
Sometimes is now in the White House. See, they're saying the secret stuff out loud. See, it's crazy. Why would you admit to that?
Boy, the whole veil has been rent in two, and it's wide open now because it's like only here you're going to get the real story. It's sort of a, like a strobe light view of what really is going on, because the news media is fucked up. Good grief.
Well, you look at pictures, and everybody's in front of the White House or in front of the Capitol, and they're doing this, and they're talking and doing, and then they shoot a picture of it when they've got the live feed, and the whole damn thing's wrapped in tissue paper. The whole front end's completely covered. You couldn't get a glass of water through this barricade with a 30-foot fence around it. You couldn't do it all. And then the next minute, they show a picture of people smiling and waving and nothing there. And I'm kind of like, well, now, God darn, if this thing goes up down like a window shade, this scaffolding that goes to the top of the Capitol, that don't make no sense. You look really close, it's very interesting.
Yeah. That TikTok of there's no government. And then I saw one, I think Ed had it, Nancy Drew actually showed a live picture of the tissue paper with the Capitol. And I'm like, this is, Ion has been blowing it through as far as what's going on. Good grief. Mm-hmm.
All we're saying is you can't have it both ways. Now, if it's a stock photo, okay, that's fine. You know what I mean? You can work with it. But it's people talking right here, right now. Right. Otherwise, why are you gonna CGI a background if you catch them on the courthouse steps? that's a whole nother monkey-monk thing. Cause they fixin' have to deal with this, Dobbs ruling. But it's done. So now Dobbs becomes the precedent. So now he's gonna come right back around full circle. And you're going to talking about inalienable, here's what you'll hear, what's in play now. Inalienable rights. That's the next bullhorn cycle.